Welcome back to High School Sports Saturday. Walker Chevrolet, they don't call them Chevy Central for nothing. Been in business in Franklin since 1926, doing what they do best, selling Chevrolets, new Chevrolets, pre-owned Chevrolets. Got a great inventory of both, all the exciting Chevrolet models that you need, the cars, crossovers, SUVs, the trucks, commercial. But most importantly, they're the official sponsor of the WCS Sports Conference, the Wilcos, the Game Days. And with that, we've got Coach Mark Wilkins, Independence Eagles basketball. Coach, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tate. Appreciate you having me on.
Yep. Appreciate you being with us, brother. Big win last night, 51-49 victory over the Franklin Admirals. It was the MyTV 30 game, 104.5 the zone game. Had to have been one of the games of the night in Wilco, definitely Wilco, but the mid-state, probably the whole state. Great game, great matchup of two teams, and the game did not disappoint. 51-49 victory for the Eagles. Big win for your team.
Yeah, it really was, Tate. You know, and it was an electric atmosphere from tip. You know, felt like maybe a sub-state game, you know, just a pack from everywhere that you could put somebody. It seems like that's what it was last night. And those games are fun. You know, it's one of those games that starts and kind of trying to catch your breath a little bit, just the energy in the gym. And so a lot of fun to be a part of. And, you know, it was a very tight game throughout. It felt like a playoff game, low possessions. And I'm proud of our guys to gut it out against a very good and well-coached Franklin team. And so it was a lot of fun. It definitely was one to remember.
Yeah, those, you know, these county battles, they're, you know, you're going to get a well-coached team, like you just said. They're going to play hard, you know, usually a fantastic environment, which I know it was again last night. So very cool. The thing I love when I see games like that, you're the basketball expert, so I'm going to ask, but I think this is right. A sign of a good team is, you know, you've won five in a row, seven of the last eight, but you're winning different ways. You defeat Franklin 51-49, Wednesday, Ravenwood 74-72. You know, you're a team that can score a lot of points and you like to play fast and up tempo, but sometimes you got to win a game a little bit differently. And in my opinion, to beat Franklin 51-49, I think that shows a lot about your team and also the growth of your team.
Well, I think you're right, Tate. I mean, I think a coach's philosophy and style, you love to have that play out every night. And obviously, you know, we'd love to score 70, 80 points every night just because that's just the style, I guess, that we've been kind of playing all year. But at the end of the day, I've kind of thought in the back of my mind of like, okay, these games are going to slow down. Playoff games always kind of slow down. And it comes down to half-court execution a little bit more and boxing out, making free throws. And that's what you saw last night. And along with, you know, probably playing different styles, it's also, you know, you're probably going to get to it too, but just different people got to step up. If you're going to really be that postseason type of team that, you know, we're all dreaming of being, we're going to have a balanced scoring attack and probably be able to play up tempo and slow and grind it out. And, you know, and so it definitely was. And in fact, 2 weeks ago, I think that Franklin played Summit and won 41-39, and Franklin's been scoring a lot of points. And so it's just a lot of that, you know, a lot of just being flexible and seeing how the game's called and what the flow of the game is. And last night with us having a few more media timeouts, I think that was adjusted for us all. I've never coached in a game like that. And so, you know, we had a little extra time to think as coaches. And, you know, so it was definitely a different flow last night. And but it was good. It was a good one for us to be a part of and hopefully – remember it when we come to the postseason as well.
Yeah, did you you said that's the first time you've done that and you've got TV timeouts and the likes. How long did it take you to get used to that?
Oh, I couldn't keep up with it. And the fact of sometimes we'd call a timeout and it would be our timeout, but it would be a media timeout. And, you know, and I jokingly said to the assistants, I said, I don't have 90 seconds of stuff to tell the guys. And so let's just us three talk here, four talk here for a second, and then we'll go in. It seems like we were still out on the floor pretty quick. It just, you know, I feel like when you're in those timeouts, the kids may hear one and a half things. They're not hearing two or three things. And so we had to really try to package what we're going to say to something real concise and maybe make an adjustment or two. But, you know, tribute to our kids trying to get out there and execute what we were trying to get done.
What they've seen of you, your team since you've been here, like you said, you like to play fast, up tempo. We want to score some points, right? I think sometimes people mistake that as not being defensive minded, right? All you guys, mm-hmm. you all want to win. That's the objective, and you got to win playing defense. So you just do it a little bit differently. But that being said, Jack Medalli last night from Franklin, he's got 21 points in a game high. Was that kind of the game plan? You knew he was going to get his, but he's got 21 of the 49 points. How did you all go about defending Franklin last night, or trying to defend him?
Yeah, well, they're a tough matchup because they honestly are a rare team in that five guys can hit a shot from the three-point line anytime, anywhere, pretty deep sometimes, and they shoot so well. And so it was a tough matchup from that standpoint. And, you know, what it ended up kind of – the game kind of flowed into was Jack was getting the ball a lot of the free throw line, it seemed, and too much in my opinion. But and we were just trying to cover up shooters at that point, you know, and knowing that eventually he may get to the rim, we may foul him some. But we have great size, too. That's kind of one of the things that we have really good rim protectors. We believe in Matthew Wynn, Cameron Bell, and Houston Hicks. And so, you know, Matt, you know, he finished around those guys. And honestly, that's something that hadn't happened a whole lot to us this year. And so he's a great player. And, you know, I was proud of our guys to keep responding when he was hitting some tough shots. And but, you know, they had so many sharpshooters with Noah McGee and a few other ones that we just could not leave and help off when Jack did start driving to the rim. And so, you know, just one of those things. And we're going to see Franklin again and maybe again in the postseason. And so it's going to continue to be one we studied film and just see, you know, how we can not let him get nearly half their points, you know, because like you said, we love to get out and play fast, but we also know that if we're going to, I still believe in the, you know, the defense wins championships, points are fun. And I think that's something that kind of gets neglected, you know, maybe as a first year coach, you just want to come in and get your defense right. But I think we kind of took the approach of let's get the offense going, get up tempo and time continue to build our defense. So maybe that's a opposite way of looking at it, but you know, it's worked out so far for us this year.
Talk about your sophomore, Jet Montgomery, 17 points last night. The guy can fill it up if you haven't seen him play, but I'm guessing those were 17 hard-earned points last night.
No, they really were. Then, you know, and Ravenwood on Wednesday as well, they're just not going to let him touch it, you know, and they're going to deny him. And that's, I, you know, we kind of been thinking more and more that's going to happen. You know, and that's a, we understand why, because he's a great player. So, you know, we are not going to be one that's just going to say, okay, Jet, just stand in the corner and let everybody, we're going to have to continue to get him the ball. But, you know, those 17 points are, like you said, 17 hard earned points over some people, highly contested threes, and really not a lot of bad shots. He's just trying to take the ones that he normally should take anyways. And so, but he's a great kid and a great competitor. That 17 to win is exciting for him. You know, when he's very capable of getting, and he actually did a few weeks ago, getting 40. And so he's a special player. He's a big reason why we're going and heading in the right direction. We got to continue to get him more clean looks because he will definitely make them.
Coach, who's a young man last night that maybe might not jump out at you off the stat sheet, but, you know, two-point win. Hey, with what this guy did last night, we don't win this game without him last night.
Yeah, there's a couple that come to mind. But the one I think that, to me at least, was Tyler Lewis, a freshman for us. I mean, he's a freshman, and he's probably the best rebounder, at least offensive rebounder, maybe on the floor. Matthew's pushing him on that too, but Matthew Witt. But, you know, it's just amazing the ability he has, the knack he has to go up and get a couple of those. You know, we built a 9-point lead in the second quarter, which felt like 30 in that type of game last night. But, you know, that was really off of Tyler, just getting a couple of those loose balls and wrestling them away. And, you know, had a friend of mine tell me, he said, that guy's a freshman? I'm like, yes. He doesn't look like, he doesn't play like it. You know, he's like, he didn't get rattled at all in that atmosphere. And he really didn't. It's amazing. You know, so it just his ability. He had 3 points. But those extra points that he had, those extra possessions he gave us were huge. And, you know, and Matthew and Cameron Bell, I think, hit the last second or the go-ahead layup at 1 point. With Jack, or Jet made some free throws there late too. But, you know, it's like we kind of talked to earlier. If we're going to end up winning those tightly contested games, it's got to be a lot of different people doing a lot of things. But, you know, those few guys really stepped up and made some game-winning plays for us.
18-4, more importantly, 3-0 in the district, and a win versus Franklin is always nice. But we got two district games next week, and that's really what we're talking about here. But you know, five more district games left on the season. Again, 3-0, which is a huge, you know, way to get out to a good lead in that. What do you want to see in the next couple of weeks? Where do we need to improve? Where's the growth need to be?
Yeah, so play Columbia on Tuesday, and, you know, they're a top 10 ranked team in the state. And so it's kind of been someone even just like Ravenwood maybe in your district been looking at, thinking, how's this going to size up when we actually get on the floor with them? And so they're a really good team. They shoot it really well and extremely athletic. And so we're going to have to take care of the ball, and we're going to have to continue just to execute a little bit better on the half court, I think, because the game's slowing down. I don't want it to. I think even, you know, whenever we're playing – I'll go back and say we were playing Cane Ridge. It was an up-tempo game, and we love that. You know, and Cane Ridge is a great team in transition. And so we want to get back to that, playing that style. But we also know that we've got to have a little more balance on the half court, and so that's something we got to continue to get better at. And, you know, and then the last part of that is just the same stuff, I guess, any coach would tell you. You got to make free throws and box out. And if we continue to do those, we did do that better last night. If we continue to do that, I feel really good about our chances this next coming week with two district games, but also just the postseason.
Coach, as always, great job, man. Congratulations on the start of the year so far. I know it's been exciting. I know last night was the Indy Nation did not disappoint. But before I let you go, man, we got to talk about it. Let's talk about this new locker room.
Yeah. It's special, Tate. We're really excited and proud of it here. You know, it's something that kind of been a long time coming, kind of dreaming about it in the fall, and, you know, to see it come to fruition here last week, actually this week as well, with everything else going on, we unveiled it to our guys. To see their faces, man, just amazing. We had a guy really help us out, a team dad help us out, who does this for a living. He did he outdid what even I was dreaming of myself. And you know, and the guys, to their credit, have been trying to brag on them a lot. They've been displaced this fall semester. Hey, dress in the football locker room, dress in the PE locker room, dress in the hallway, whatever we have to, you know, put your bags down the hallway. The guys have just responded, never complained one time, had great attitudes. And so to see it that pay off and now them walk into a brand new locker room that, you know, I think is one of the best in the state, it means something. It's fun. And kids love that. And so we're excited for them to enjoy that for however many years they're in our program. So it's really special. You know, so it's a fun deal for sure.
Yeah. Very cool, man. Hey, congratulations on the win. Good luck next week. Go Titans. We'll talk soon, brother.
Yes. All right, brother. See you, man. Thank you again, Tate.
Coach Mark Wilkins, Independence Eagles basketball, 18-4, playing really, really well. Gateway Tire Athletes of the Week, Ravenwood senior Reagan Grimes and Franklin senior Noah McGee. Reagan had 29 points and 16 rebounds and a 72-61 district win over Columbia last week. She scored 10 of those 29 points in the final 4 minutes and 30 seconds of the game to seal up the win. She is a double-double machine. Multi-sport, when you talk about multi-sport athlete on the female side, that is Reagan Grimes. And McGee scored 18 points, four of those three-pointers in the 69-40 victory over Nolensville. Last week, then tallied 19 versus Centennial in the Battle of Natchez game. A big win for the Admirals there. So congratulations to Reagan Grimes of Franklin, of Ravenwood and Noah McGee of Franklin. They are your Gateway Tire Athletes of the Week. Gateway Tire, proud home of the Yokohama Tire. Anything automotive but bodywork, get in there and let Garth and the boys do their deal. Gateway Tire. We'll be right back with the villain, Tom Crager of the Tennessean, right here on High School Sports Saturday, 104.5 The Zone.